Good evening, friends of the Bulkley Valley and beyond. My name is Thomas Tom Roper, and you are listening to CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. My program, On the Ropes, is broadcasting from the Cassia territory of the Gidimdum clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We are opening again for On the Ropes program. And would you believe tonight we have Jenny Rosenberg from Smithers. And I was kind of wanted to welcome you, Jen. I'm really glad that you can make it down.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for asking.
You bet. It's going to be fun. So, Jen, the whole, like, kind of the purpose of our show is always to try to figure out why anybody would come to this crazy little town. And then once they got here, why would they stay? You know, there's got to be something that attracts them. But isn't it odd? Like, I've been here 50 years, and there was 5,000 people when I came here, and there's still 5,000 today.
Yeah.
So it's not like we've become a metropolis or anything, you know?
No.
And I was always under the impression that you were born here.
No, I wasn't, actually. I was born in Ontario.
Oh.
Yeah,
nice.
Fort Francis, Ontario, in 1973.
Oh, and how did that turn out? Did you like Fort Francis? Did you stay there?
I don't really have much of a memory of it, but no, I'd like to go back one day.
I think
the first Tim Hortons opened there or something like that. There's some history in Fort Francis, but no.
I've been by it a couple times. It's like a trip along the highway there.
Yep.
It's a pretty cool spot. So you were born out there. How did your parents come up with the idea that they would move to a little town like Smithers?
My father was a partsman and an automotive partsman, and answered an ad to a job here at, it's Coast Mountain Chevrolet now, but at that time it was
O'Neill
Chevrolet.
Yeah.
And so they interviewed him, they brought him up in a plane, and he came down to take a look at the job, and he took it and moved us up here.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool, really,
to
make that decision. And when they got out here, he ended up working for O'Neill's for a while, and you were kind of getting settled in as a child. You hadn't started school yet.
Nope. Yeah.
And so then how did we come up with this plan that he was going to move and start his own store?
So after being here for 6 years, and then in the meantime, my mom also took her real estate license. They decided that they wanted to have something for themselves. And so at that time, a gentleman named Frank Leapy owned what was Apollo Automotive on Main Street at that time, and he decided that he wanted to sell. And so my dad took the plunge in 1979, and he purchased the building and business off of Frank.
Well, how do you like that? Now, I was under the impression that the building was actually originally the Web.
I believe it was.
And then when they turned it into a parts store, we lost our only place to go dancing.
Well, yeah, maybe. That's too bad.
Yeah. But that was far after your dad.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
I came up here in 73, and that was kind of the hot spot to go, you know, at that time.
The hot spot, I thought the Bulkley was the hot spot.
Yeah, that was another one. There were several in those days.
Yes, back
in those
days.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that was a decision that the family made, and your mother, Sandy Berge, became the realtor.
Yep.
And so the family, in their own right, were kind of famous Smithereens as such, you know?
Yep.
So that turned out pretty good for everybody.
Absolutely.
Really.
Yep.
So your life really started at the store.
Like, yes.
You were able to hang out.
Yep. Often was in the office upstairs, you know, probably bugging the bookkeeper at the time, thinking I was helping her, but I'm sure it wasn't.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And I just remember running around. They used to have a little cart that they would carry all the batteries on, and I would ride it up and down the aisles where all the parts were stored, because it was a cement floor throughout that whole building.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty good building.
It was a good building, yeah.
And, well, that's kind of cool, really, Jen, to grow up like it. I always think of whenever you see little restaurants, Chinese restaurants, they've always got a bunch of kids running around.
You know? That's exactly
like you had.
Oh, yes.
You know, and my son was a hockey kid, so all of the younger kids were all running around at the rink.
Yeah.
That was their life, you know, in a sense. And now you didn't have that life. You had the parts store life.
Yeah, I had the parts store, and I never really went out with my mom on the road. I don't think that people really wanted her, me tagging along with her, or was it the right job to have a kid tag along with?
Right, right.
But, yeah, so I got to hang out at Apollo a lot.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
But I did spend some time at the rink because Friday night public skating here was
pretty,
pretty hot place to be. Yeah.
We've definitely had our sort of our times when things are rolling along pretty good.
And absolutely.
That was the time, remember, we would be all skating and then they would have couples only and then we'd get a chance to try and hold the hand of our girlfriend, you know? Even though she didn't think she was a girlfriend.
That's right.
But he kept us going anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So we had quite a bit of fun. So you also have a brother and a sister.
I do.
And how did they fit into the store life?
Well, my brother ended up working for my dad, but my sister didn't, and she did her own thing. My brother and sister at the time, when we moved here, my brother was 12 years older than me, and my sister was 10 years older than me.
Right.
So...
they didn't fit into that mold of just running around the store.
No, exactly. Yeah. They kind of were starting to find their own little groups starting in elementary school. And my brother played some hockey. And so I don't have a lot of memories of them when I was younger being in the store until such time as a little bit older and my brother started working
there. Yeah, started working there, yeah. So they had their own sort of Smithers life.
Yep.
And their school life and whatever.
Absolutely.
And then you picked up on that when you got to school.
Absolutely.
And your run. Well, Jenna, as we run through this program, we like to play some songs, being that it's a radio.
Yep.
And so we pick out, get a little playlist of yours going.
Yep.
And so we've got one starting right now. And I'd like to let us listen to your first choice.
Okay.
It was Hotel California.
Yep.
By the Eagles.
Yes.
Is there any reason that was that your? Did you get married by that song?
Oh no, not that old. No, it's just a song. I think like my husband and I were talking the other day. It's just been around for so long. It's easy to sing.
Yeah.
Very few people don't like it.
Yeah.
You know. So it's always just been something that anytime you hear it, you want to sing it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful song. Okay.
Yes,
well, let's give it a go.
Okay.
My sight grew dim. Had to stop for the night.
Okay, Jen, I had to cut that just a hair.
That's
it's a
all right.
Beautiful song, but it's it looks like it's their 10-minute version. They're giving it to us. This is a lovely situation. So, and we just had a little minor problem there. The microphone fell out of its holder. Like, how does that happen?
Fell out of the sky.
But we're back.
We are.
So what I wanted to sort of lean on a little bit now, Jen, is your school time. Like when I went to school and I was brought up in Burnaby, Burnaby was a little sticky at those days, and I tried to believe it was a small town, but it wasn't a small town. And I always kind of wanted to grow up in a small town. And so how did your school days go for you? Did you... Were you bullied? Did you get a group that you guys hung around with? Was there any early fighting going on or anything exciting?
I don't want to tell those stories.
No.
I was fortunate to go to Muheim, and I have great fond memories of that school, except for the one teacher that did stick me in the corner with gum stuck to my nose.
Yeah, that's
I never really did learn anything from him, though.
But the other teachers, there's some good teachers there.
Oh, excellent teachers, yeah. And it was just a nice little school, and I still feel to this day it has the same kind of feeling. It was just a different group of kids from all around.
Yeah.
I made some great friends there, and enjoyed my times there. And I wasn't a bully. I was probably more the person that would be sticking up for the underdog.
I kind of felt that a little bit, too, where somebody new would come to school, and right away somebody would be wanting to bully them.
Yep.
And you'd kind of somehow get them away from that or whatever. It just seemed to be part of your job.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. So, and what about, did you survive Chandler?
Like I did survive Chandler. I actually did. I ended up with bad knees because I thought, you know, I should wear high heels to school.
Right.
Grade eight. The gym teacher didn't make me stop running on the track, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I made it. And that was a neat little school. Some of the best, some of my favorite teachers, Mr. Satroff, Mr. Bunker. There was just some incredible teachers in that school. Mr. Butts, Tom Butts, he was excellent.
Yeah.
Kathy Short in textiles. I still have an apron that I made back then in out of denim.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. I remember my son Dan took textiles, and he really liked Mrs. Short. She's a real nice lady.
Yeah, she had a little hot car, too. I think it was a Firebird or something she'd drive around.
No, those were good days. Very good days. I mean, there was problems. There's always issues going on, but that's the way it goes, you know.
Yep.
So did you get out of that? Did you find that you've made lifelong friends there, Jen, that you...
Definitely. A lot of them moved away.
Yeah.
And some I've lost contact with, for sure.
Yeah.
But definitely, yeah, some good memories. And sometimes I see a few of these people we can talk to, remember our days there.
Yeah. Have you had a reunion?
No, we haven't.
Yeah. That's something that, I mean, it's hard to organize, and you don't want to be doing all that yourself. It's kind of like a 10-person
job.
But we had one for my school in Burnaby, and I just actually loved it.
Yeah.
It's just nice to see everybody.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's not like you're friends with them all.
No.
But you're just kind of, it's just nice, I think. I've always felt good about it. So, Jen, as you got through school, then you have to come to the point where you're going to figure out, well, what am I going to do? And it seems to me with a mother working, a father running a parts store, it might be your moment to start an empire, a parts empire.
Yeah.
Did you get that feeling?
No, actually. I didn't finish school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so at a very young age, I thought I was making grown-up decisions that caught me. And I ended up going to work full-time at a young age, at 15, turning 16.
Oh, wow.
So I've done a few different retail jobs. My parents were, you know, said, if you want to decide to make this decision, then you have to help support yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think they thought I'd probably go back to school and didn't like working, but that backfired.
Well, I mean, it's important for that particular issue of looking after yourself is sort of one of the fundamental things that I talk about quite a bit, because I don't want people to expect somebody to look after them.
Yep.
We got to look after ourselves.
Absolutely.
And then when we get in a good position, we can look after somebody else, you know?
Yep.
And so what type of jobs did you go through, Jen?
Oh, I worked, my first job actually was at Mr. Mike's, now called the Steakhouse on Main.
Right.
I worked for Ski Smithers. I worked at the Capri. We had a shoe store in the mall. I never had any paychecks, but I always had a lot of shoes.
Right.
That was important.
Yeah.
Bread and Butter, which is now 7-Eleven. I remember that job.
Yeah.
Fondly.
Yeah.
And then I went to school at 18 to take my aesthetics certificate in Kelowna.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's how you got started on that. So you'd had a pretty good working career up till you made a decision which way you wanted to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I kind of felt that with mine. My dad wanted me to get in the shoe store, and then I tried being a waiter on the ship.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did different things. But then I finally found what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be a millwright, welder, mechanic, you know. And you want to get an aesthetic, so that's a pretty big field.
Yes.
Did something stand out? Did you want to be a hairdresser or?
No, I actually kind of liked feet. Wrong with me, but I just kind of found that was where my passion was, because I think it's something that we don't always take care of.
No.
And if you have someone who takes care of them for you and makes sure that you're doing the right things, it helps you keep walking.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I can make someone feel not great, and I can make them feel better.
That's pretty cool. That's a good feeling to have.
Absolutely.
Work that out. Well, that sounds real good, Jen. All right, well, let's slide into another song.
Sure.
While we're rolling here, and I got another one that you've picked out here, and it's called What a Wonderful World. It's kind of like a very positive song from the old days. Mm-hmm. How did you get that as something that you would play in your playlist?
I think my dad always listened to it, and I just remember, like, they love to listen to music, and so just a song that's always stuck with me and always has just kind of reminded Me of Him.
And yeah.
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 And it is a beautiful song.
It is. It really is. I remember your dad and mom at the Midsummer Festival. Like, they liked music.
Yes, they did.
They really did,
yes,
which was pretty cool. And I ran into them at Kispiox one time, too. Yeah. There's, you know, and we're all getting older, but they still like music. Why?
Absolutely.
You can't take that away from us.
No.
You know?
No, you can't.
It's all good. Well, let's give this a run and see how it sounds.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That's a beautiful song, Jen. It really is.
Yeah.
And I actually, Pat Scott, you remember her from the Swiss Tea Room, she came in and that was one of her picks.
Really?
And it put the tears into her eyes, you know, because it's a pretty emotional song and it does bring back memories, you know, that we get connected with.
Something we should be thinking about today in this world.
Yes, we need to continue to be empathetic, to have feelings for people.
Absolutely.
It's not like kick them in the teeth.
No, that's right, when they're down.
Them, yeah, exactly. It's just hard to, it's hard to comprehend where we're at today.
Mm-hmm.
The one that got me, I thought was pretty cool. I saw it on Facebook. Is in Halifax, they had the guys dressed up as the ice team.
Yeah.
But they called them Nice.
So
they had they had it on their thing, you know. And so when somebody came off the ship on one of the cruise ships, they'd be there looking like they're going to arrest them, but they would welcome them.
Aww,
you know?
That's
so
great.
It was pretty cool.
That
you know?
Is cool.
We have a different attitude, I think, in Canada. We really do.
We do. I think we're that's the type of people we are.
So going back a little bit, Jen, I had heard that you were interested in horses.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that was sort of my goal of life. When I was a kid, I always wanted a horse. And then when I finally got up here where I could get some property, I ended up with 5 horses. And it was my lifestyle. And, you know, now I've gotten a little older. They've all passed away of old age. And then I've kind of changed. But it was a wonderful time in my life when I was connected with horses. How did you get connected? Did that happen through Dale? Like, did you get any country influence?
No, he wasn't even in my life at that point.
Right.
No, I was probably 12 years old, and I just kind of got this feeling that I want to start riding horses.
Yeah.
And we found a little pony. We lived in town, so that was going to be hard to do. But, you know, my mom and dad were open to trying it, and we found a little pony, and his name was actually Apollo's Shandy.
No.
Yeah, which was actually kind of interesting, right?
Yeah.
Coming from Apollo Automotive. But
yeah.
He was a Welsh Arab cross. He was 14'2", hands high, and he was a rotter, actually, but extremely talented. He was broke both Western and English.
Right.
He could extend do the extending trot races, which I did with him in the fall fair.
Wow.
I rode English and took lessons from people like Diane Click, or at that time, who else did we have? Denise Trudell was also teaching lessons at that time. And so I started riding them, and I loved them. And then where Ambleside is now, behind Canadian Tire, was a property owned by a family, last name Botts.
Yeah.
And that's where I kept my horse.
Oh, okay.
And so often,
okay,
the trails that we had then, you could ride through there and get down to the fairgrounds.
Right, exactly. No, that was a beautiful spot.
It was.
Corny Bott was the old-timer that was around, and he was quite a character. So how... Where were you going? Were you going to become like a
professional? I was going to get right into it all.
Yeah.
And so after I got a couple of years older, we realized, you know, it was time to move on for a bigger horse. And I ended up, we ended up with a blue roan Appaloosa named Hillcrest Cherie Juan. And she was 15'3", and a beautiful horse, young, blue roan.
Yeah.
But... well trained with in English and dressage.
Wow.
So I did quite a bit of showing with her, and I did quite well with her, actually.
Yeah, she sounds like I like the Appaloosa.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, they're a good horse.
Beautiful.
Good horse. With I had a Appaloosa also, and when I got into a penning situation with Shorters.
Oh.
And they had brought these, they were having some kind of a competition, and my horse had never seen a cow. So she just went out there and just picked out the numbers we needed, you know, and brought them in. And in the beginners class, I ended up winning out of three people. You know, it wasn't like a major, but it was. I was pretty excited for the horse. So how did you end up with the horse? And like the horse, did you sell the horse?
I did end up selling her because I, you know, turned to realizing that maybe I wanted to party.
Right, exactly.
And the boys were a little more interested than this horse.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, there are girls that carry on and they do meet good cowboys and they keep, keep plugging along, you know. But it's just, we're all different things.
Absolutely.
We change, go different ways, you know, and that's what we have to live with, you know.
Well, I feel like I was at a rodeo once and you were doing a pack race or something.
I was, and I really thought that we'd won that. That was... at the Kitspiox Rodeo, and somehow we'd been given the wrong instructions, and we were supposed to return to where we started.
Oh, yes.
So the lady that won the event knew all the rules, but somehow we didn't know them.
They missed that part.
So I was a little upset, because I was looking for that buckle.
Yeah.
That was my goal.
Yeah. Right?
So I had to go to the store and buy one.
That's awesome.
But it was good. Hey, we had a good time. So, Jen... the move then, as we're getting older, you know, and it's time to move along out of the horses and get into the, you know, your teenage years at school, your working, your life there of what you're doing, your job and everything. How did you come into running into Dale?
Oh, well, I met Dale at a bar called the Twin Valley Inn.
right.
But, I knew him a little bit in high school, too, but he is a few years older than me. So like grade 9, he would have been in grade 12. I just remember being scared to walk down that hallway because he hung out with some rowdy guys like Dennis Olson and a few others.
Right.
And that time, gaunch ripping was what they did, to anyone that dared walk by them and they'd tackle you or whatever. But, and then I met him and, we kind of dated a bit and then went our separate ways and then... later on in life, we ended up together again. And then he was involved in the rodeo as well.
Right.
Like, I wasn't in the rodeo, but he was also involved in horses when he was a bit older.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's quite a long story there that we can carry on, but I've kind of got to the midway point of the show.
Okay.
And so at that section, we like to do our station identification.
Okay.
That we are Smithers Community Radio. And we are 93.9 on your FM dial. Our call numbers are CICK. And we've been around now for 15 years, which is hard to believe. And it's a complete volunteer organization. So we have sponsors that are helping us along the way, along with other opportunities and we get a grant or something along that way. There's two people working here, the manager and his first in command, and then the rest of us are all volunteer. So my shout out tonight, I've got a few on the board there. I've got Phoenix Self-Care Studio. I got BV Concert Association, Community Radio Fund. I've got the Counting on Broadway, and I've got Ranch House Tattoo. So I'd like to thank them for supporting community radio. And just to remind all my listeners, it's Thomas Tom Roper, and our program is called On the Ropes. And tonight we have Jenny Rosenberg, and we're trying to get a little bit more information of who she is and what she does and where she's going. So that's kind of where we're at tonight. So, Jen, welcome back.
Thank you.
So that I've got that sort of direction a little bit with Dale. I'd like to just go a little bit more along there. Like, did you ever meet Dale and get out to any of the parties that were out at the sawmill?
No, I didn't get to be a part of any of them.
Yeah.
But I did get to spend time out on the Talco High Road at their property.
Right.
A little envious of some of the childhood he had. I mean, I grew up in town. He grew up probably not always wanting to be out there, but on a beautiful piece of property,
right,
and had a really neat life.
Yeah.
A young kid. He got to do great things. His dad was a horse logger. Lots of great high road people.
Yeah.
Were always hanging around.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard many stories of them.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely had their moment in time when that was a pretty big section of life for those people.
Absolutely.
Out there. Yeah. And then with Dale growing up sort of on the farm sawmill, he'd get to run equipment when he was young. He'd get to do different things that a lot of times city folks don't
Absolutely.
Get the opportunity to
yeah.
do that, you know. So it's good that he made it through alive. Sometimes
yes.
they can get a little hairy.
Yes, exactly right. Yep.
I always remember one of my greatest feats, Jen, I had the little tractor. We had a little farm on Hislop. And I was fiddling around with it, and we were on that's hilly country. And son of a gun, the thing took off. I'm running down behind this thing and thinking, like, well, what am I going to do if I ever catch it? You know, it went over the hump and then ran into two poplars perfectly away from the rail.
Oh.
It was an amazing
no kidding.
Stop.
Yeah.
You know? So I just backed it up, drove it back up the hill.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And carried on with
yeah,
the day.
Exactly. So there's lots of things can happen, and they do happen in
yes.
that agricultural, farming, sawmilling world, you know?
Well, sometimes in the past we've gone to look for firewood or Christmas trees. I've seen some of the roads that his dad and him worked on when they were horse logging.
Right,
it's
right.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty neat country out there, for sure.
Yes.
For sure. But so, Jen, I think we could probably put in one of our next songs, and this one here is sort of... I kind of figure it relates to your teenage years.
Yes,
and your
Chandler
younger,
Park.
Yeah, Chandler Park, exactly. So I'd like to give this a go, and I've got just a small information on, this is Def Leppard, and the song is called Pour Some Sugar on Me. And turns out that Def Leppard is a very famous metal band out of England.
Yes.
Yeah, and I thought they were American.
Yep.
Like, I learn a few things. When
yeah,
I
that's
do,
good.
Get
I
going
like that.
On. Yeah, so it's kind of cool. Okay, well, let's fire it up.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Love is like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a red eye phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. Demolition woman, can I be a man?
Be a man.
Razzle and a dazzle and a flashy little lay. Television lover, baby, come on man. Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. They only say innocent, sugar. Break the bone.
Vivian Combo.
Got a little happy there with
yeah,
the
you finger. Did with your clicker. Yeah. I've seen those guys in Prince George, actually, 20 plus years ago.
I was going to ask you that, yeah. And they're pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got lots of great songs.
Yeah. We've been to Prince George a couple of times. There's some good shows along.
We're
lucky.
Yeah.
We just had Bryan Adams. We didn't go, but I should have went. Yeah. It sounded like it was a really good show.
He's been a couple times.
Yeah. So Def Leppard were... They actually became, you know, a pretty hot band in that era. They were very famous, very popular.
Yeah.
So how did you kind of get hooked on that? Just something you'd hear on the radio?
Yeah, that's just
then
the music that we played when we go to parties. That was kind of what everybody listened to.
Yeah.
Them and AC/DC and others. And so that's just kind of,
how
you
it
know.
Went.
Yeah, how
yeah.
it went.
Yeah. No, that sounds real good. So, Jen, after... if we get back to the time when you've met Dale and you're going to get yourselves organized, did you decide to get married? How did that come about?
Well, we lived together for 7 years before we decided to get married. And then we got married and purchased a house and got married in the same year. We bought a house out on Lake Kathleen Road. It's got just about 5 acres. It's only 5 minutes from town. It used to belong to a family by the last name of Rhodes.
Oh, yeah.
Their son was Roy from Bel Air.
Right.
Bel Air Transmission. And so just me being raised in town and Dale having been raised out of town, we kind of wanted something in the middle and maybe have something, a little bit of a property, maybe some animals. It never did turn out that way because we working full-time, both of us, was hard. But Dale was doing his welding apprenticeship during the time that when we started dating and finished his apprenticeship and went to school and got his Red Seal.
That's awesome. Then
I actually worked for my dad while we were dating. I worked at Apollo for quite a few years.
Right. On the desk.
Nope. I actually delivered part. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. On the desk, yeah. I actually, for a period of time, collected debt as well.
Oh, that's good to help.
It was actually really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I learned a lot, actually.
Yeah,
I learned how to trick people to pick up their mail.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I remember you working on the on the front desk there. And I'm sure I bought something from you in the days.
Probably.
Because it was a pretty important store. It was before Canadian Tire.
Absolutely.
And the other parts stores that were around, you know. So
I think that's that knowledge isn't something that's just, you learn it. It takes time.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys that worked for my dad were there for many, many years.
Yeah.
I grew up with them, too.
Yeah,
Bob
exactly.
Bob Lelaw, Ralph Burford, a guy named Bob Murphy or Bob Myers. People also know him. As I have lots of fond memories of being there and hanging out with these guys.
And they were good to you.
Absolutely.
Is so important. They weren't like thinking, well, you shouldn't be here because you're a girl. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That type of stuff really gets you down.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's great, actually, Jen. So this 5 acres that you've got, now you have a son, you're living out in the country, but you have, it's really one of the more perfect spots.
It is.
And on top of that, you've got this amazing view when you wake up in the morning.
Absolutely.
And the mountain is sitting there waiting for you.
Oh, it's
right
there.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
So how is your son, Zach, how does he function out there?
As being younger, there was always a snowmobile for him to ride and rip around and a dirt bike. And he's, a year away from getting his license. Well, not quite a year.
It'll
be in February this year coming up. He'll be old enough to start. And, it was nice. Often he would run around just buck naked, jumping on the trampoline, scaring all the guys from CN because the tracks were behind our property and you could see some of the guys on the engines. I'm sure they were quite concerned as to what was going on there, but Dale's attitude always was, if you have a little bit of acreage, you should be able to pee off the deck or run around with nothing on.
Yeah, that's kind of important, I think.
Well, I think that's how he was raised. Often I'd go out to his mom and dad's place and be really lucky if his dad had anything but long johns on or,
Exactly. Yeah, that's crazy.
So some of the high road ended up with us on Lake Kathleen Road.
It can't help. That's that's how we live.
That's right.
Nope. Osmosis.
That's right.
They call that. Yeah.
Well, it's allowed me. I like dogs and cats, so it's allowed me to have pets out there too.
Yeah, which is another good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite often you get sort of confined a little bit in town. You can have the pets, but then they can't be off a leash, and they can't do this and they can't do that. You know, so it's part of having a little property is a little bit of freedom, I think.
Absolutely. And we get wildlife in our yard, bears. We just had a big, beautiful black bear in our yard the other day. We usually have a cow and a calf every year.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Pretty amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Jen, the other thing that I was going to ask you about is lately I've been seeing you down at the Legion on Wild Card Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting moment.
It is.
Yeah.
No one's won it yet either.
Yeah, that's right. And it's been going on now for, I would say, almost a year, maybe 6 months, 8 months, but it's made the Legion popular.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's been, I think Crystal and Dawn
absolutely
have really got something going.
Yes.
And the thing that impresses me about the Legion is that it's not like they're building up their bank account.
No.
Everything that they make, they're donating to charities or
absolutely
helping people, or there's a bursary or something's going
absolutely
on. And it's incredible, really.
They are. Yeah. They are. It is an incredible place.
So how did you get up there? Do you have any family that was in the service?
My grandpa was in the war, but that wasn't really what drove me to go there. First off, my good buddy Crystal has been involved for years because her mom, Louise Granke,
right,
worked full-time at the Royal Bank but also ran the Legion
on
her lunch hours and after work.
Yeah.
And so
Crystal, who works full-time in Hazleton.
Absolutely. There she is doing the exact same thing as her mom does.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. But my real kind of start there was I was a scout leader with the local scout group.
Right.
And the Legion is so good about fundraising and giving money towards groups like that, nonprofit groups. They were very supportive of us and some of the projects that we took on.
Right.
And so I just felt, because they give to us, I'd like to give back to them.
I sure like that attitude, Jen.
Yeah.
I really do. And that was sort of the attitude I had with the credit union.
Yep.
I felt that they were so good to us that I wanted to
absolutely
get a job with
yep
them, you know, and I became a director, and I felt really good about that, you know. And I found everything I saw there was what I thought it was like, you know. And that's the sort of how I'm feeling at the Legion. We've got involved in the Legion. My wife's father was in the Second World War, and so he was always going to the Legion, and that's, my wife has kind of continued that on. He passed away a few years ago. He was 99.
Wow.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he was in great shape, you know, right up till he was 97. So
incredible.
Amazing guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool, Jen, and you were talking, I heard you talking that you may be coming up with some type of talent night or something like that. What is that?
Well, in the past, the Legion has done family Christmas parties, and I just feel like maybe people's perception of the Legion is just a place to go and have a drink, but it's also about families. It's not just, kids are allowed in there.
Yeah.
We always have food on site as well. And I just thought it would be fun to do something for the Christmas holidays. So I kind of came up with a bit of a theme. It's Whoville, and passed through the board, and they were all good with it, and have planned a family Christmas party and talent show on December 7th from 11 to 3 at the Legion.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So what date was that again?
That's Sunday, December 7th.
December the 7th.
Yep.
Okay, so
and
that's before Christmas.
Absolutely.
Quite a ways before.
Yep.
And then it's going to be a talent show.
Yes.
Which is kind of, so you're talking kids talent?
Yeah, kids talent, and we're going to have free food there. By donation.
Mm-hmm.
The entry into the talent show, we'd like them to bring something for the food bank.
Right.
A non-perishable good. And just want the families to have a really good time.
Boy,
and sit back. We'll have some appetizers and stuff spread out for these guys. And Santa and Mrs. Claus are coming as well.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
And
that's
the Grinch himself will be there.
Oh.
And I've heard Cindy Lou might be there as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I hope that we can do this every year.
This sounds great.
Yes.
This sounds really good. Okay, Jen, well, I want to squeeze that last song in there. We're ripping through the time.
All right.
It doesn't take very long.
No.
We got a lot to talk about. So this song here that you've got is another song that it doesn't fit into the Def Leppard kind of category.
No.
But it's a beautiful song.
Yes.
Now, this is Anne Murray, Could I Have This Dance?
Yes.
And funnily enough, it's the same song that I had at my wedding, my first song, you know, so I'm kind of familiar with it. What's it mean to you?
Well, it means, I think of my mom and dad. I grew up with Annie Murray in my house. We listened to her all the time. My mom still likes to sing her and listen to her. And it was just a dance or song that I remember my mom and dad dancing to. And dancing was a big part of their life. My dad loved to dance.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's listen to it.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other.
That's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song.
And I could actually picture your dad. Like, your dad and I were friends.
Yes, yeah.
And I could picture him dancing with your mom now. And it kind of, you could almost well up thinking about that.
Yeah,
you know,
it's kinda, absolutely.
Because it's life, that's the thing about our lives. It's constantly changing.
Yeah,
and we're actually getting older. And it's very unfortunate that we're going to die. Like, you have to kind of figure out, like, that's sort of weird. We haven't figured out why we're here, what we're doing. But we have this great time of living, and then we've got to move on.
Yeah.
You know, where we're going, we don't know.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
But rumor has it she's bringing out another album of songs she's never actually published before.
Yeah, yeah, I can believe it. Well, I got the little stat I got was she's been her career has spanned 5 decades of singing.
Yeah.
And she's just gone over 1 billion hits.
Wow.
Which is kind of 1 billion,
no
not 1 million.
No kidding. You know?
So it's kind of crazy. She's an amazing Canadian icon.
Absolutely.
And it's really a cool song that you picked there, Jen.
Thank you.
The you know, when we talk about this song, it also brings me back to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom has been in the lodge for a while.
Yep.
And she's kind of followed through that step, you know, like we're getting older, and then we're at the Meadows where we can still look after ourselves, and then we've got to move a little further along.
Yes.
And the lodge itself seems that it's actually getting crowded.
Yes,
we're getting too many people. There's not, is there enough things going on for people like your mother? Like, do they have monthly music? Do they have anything going on?
They do have quite a few. There is some local people that do come by. Absolutely.
Right.
Which is nice. There is a young girl named Maddie that comes and plays the piano and sing for them sometimes. There is a few people from the Mountain View Assembly Church that actually come and sing with them. And then some people just stop in to volunteer and read. And, yeah. Or, you know, take people for a walk.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool.
It is cool. Yeah. I think that it's really important that it keeps up, though, because, you know, with staff shortages, which unfortunately mean that certain programs may or may not go on.
Right.
So
right.
To keep people busy in there and not just sitting in their rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
We need extra people to go.
Yeah, definitely. Well, my wife was thinking about even having trick-or-treaters come through the...
Yeah.
Would be kind of fun.
Absolutely.
Because it just brings, you know, it just gets
you... Oh, they all love kids.
Yeah, everybody Absolutely. Loves kids, so it would be...
One thing about the Legion I just want to say is we did give a little bit of money through the Bulkley Valley Health Foundation, and it in turn purchased a bike at the Bulkley Lodge that a wheelchair clips on and sits on the front of it.
Oh, yeah.
So residents can get out into the community and people will ride the bike and
right.
their wheelchair will be on the front of them. My mom got to go. It was right. great. It was yeah. lots of fun. Big smile on her face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That seems really good.
Yes.
Yeah, that reminds me of the time when Stan Lancaster came down with the wagon
yeah.
and the horses.
Yeah.
And we got about six old-timers, farmers.
Yeah.
And they're just beside themselves,
Absolutely.
Really.
Yeah.
Because you just can't sit there and
no.
vegetate. You
no.
got to be doing something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly
kinda,
right.
Kind of crazy anyways. So is there anything that you feel that we could improve at the lodge that would make life better for your mother, life for others?
Yeah, I guess without getting too political, I think maybe there just needs to be some change. I know there's been an announcement of a new building coming to Smithers, but
right.
I'm not sure... You know, if it's exactly as we think it is.
Yeah.
There, I do have concerns. I feel they used to, years ago, make their own food in there.
Right.
Now everything comes packaged. And unfortunately, some of these people aren't sure or aware of what they're eating. But I would like to see them eat real food.
Yeah.
And I think keep them healthy while you can, right?
Yeah.
And I, again, the staff shortage, I think they've lost a lot of key staff in there. And... Unfortunately, the turnover, you know, it affects people. Relationships aren't
yeah,
there anymore.
Yeah.
And if you need the people that have these relationships with these seniors,
mm-hmm.
they're really important to be in there.
Right. So, and that's another question of, are we paying enough money for the healthcare workers?
I don't think so.
So that they can stay on the job.
Absolutely.
You know, rather than have to get a second job. Or move.
It was explained to me that through COVID, I think, unfortunately, they weren't realizing that so many people decided they didn't want to get vaccinated. So they lost some staff that had been there for 20 plus 30 years.
Yeah.
And then just a shortage of people in that time. And unfortunately, they ended up bringing in agency workers and they don't know who these people are there. They don't have that connection.
Yeah. Because that's the thing we have in a small town.
Exactly.
You know, you actually know who someone is.
Absolutely.
You know? It's kind of crazy. Well, Jen, we have done a heck of a job here going through you, and we're squeezing lots of information about you out, and it's going really good. It's not getting too personal.
No, all my secrets are still hidden.
Yeah, it's all good. So I wanted to just say it's been a real pleasure talking with you, Jen, and we really appreciate the fact that you're, you know, coming on board and being part of CICK.
Awesome.
That's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
And so what we do now is we kind of have our final statement, and I like to just remind all the listeners that we are CICK, Smithers Community Radio, and we're on your computer. Like, everybody has it. That's the thing that everybody says, well, I don't get that on my radio. I'm not getting a feed. Well, it's on your computer. It's on everybody's computer archive, Smithers Community Radio, communityradio.com. And then up top left is the schedule. And scroll down to our show, which is On the Ropes Monday at 6. So I'd like to thank very much to our listeners for tuning in. And I would just say to everyone, we'll see you on the flip side. Let's get this thing fired up, Jen, if we can. There we go.
You have been listening to On the Ropes, Smithers Community Radio, CICK 93.9 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Thomas Tom Roper, and we will see you on the flip side.
Perfect.